and Laura Greenwald own Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater, Florida. The Clearwater location opened in October 2016. The Greenwalds have been in the restaurant industry for 26 years. They have owned multiple restaurants in the past, including their first location of Big Roman's on the East Coast. Lonnie and Laura's menu contains their own recipes, which they have developed and perfected throughout their years of experience. Everything in the restaurant is homemade and made to order. They grind their own cheese, make pizza sauces and marinara, and roll all of their own dough. Everything is made fresh. At Big Roman's, they care about the quality they are putting out and only serve the best. And of course, I've got to mention one of the best-selling items on their menu, the Roman Sicilian Hot Bake. What is it, you ask? Oh, stuffed. With a large serving of ham, capicola, salami, provolone, banana peppers, lettuce, tomato, onion, and dressing inside of pizza dough, basted with garlic butter and Parmesan cheese. You're hungry, aren't you? Other recommended dishes are the meatball stuffed garlic knots. Yes, meatballs stuffed inside of garlic knots. And of course, the Roman Deluxe Pizza with pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, onion, green pepper, and black olives. Everything on the menu is delicious. Dine in, takeout, and free delivery are offered at Big Roman's. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special. A 16-inch large pizza with two toppings, just $13.95. Check them out for lunch. Weekday special, two slices of cheese pizza and a drink for just $4. Again, Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Cash Claus Show. Now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus.
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. How are we today? So we're in the studio this afternoon with Peter from a really cool company called Be Local Pro. And I'm going to let him have just a minute. We also have on the line a guest as well. We have Lefty. Hey, Lefty, how you doing?
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for having me. I'm really, really appreciative of this.
Oh, no problem. We are so glad to have you. And, well, actually, let's talk a little bit. We'll play the song, and then we'll get to Peter. So let's talk a little bit about your artist. And I would have totally said his name so wrong.
Yeah, his name is pronounced Wade.
Right. I would have totally said it wrong. I listened to the message you left, and I was like, I'm so glad I listened to that, because I would have butchered it.
I'd like to pride myself on thinking proactively.
All right. All right. So tell us a little bit about what you have going on with the song, and is there any upcoming shows or anything like that going on?
Yeah, Wade has a show on the 10th, which is tomorrow, out here in Arizona, in Mesa, Arizona.
Awesome.
I am his publicist, so I handle all of the PR work for him.
Right, that's awesome. That's a fun job, right?
It is definitely exciting. So he'll be telling you about the song and everything when he comes on.
Okay.
At 12:30. I just want to kind of give,
yes,
you know, an insight on PR and really, really hard to understand what PR is and the difference between a PR representative and a manager. Because I believe a lot of independent artists nowadays, they get the two mixed up, you know?
Right, right. Yeah, so can you explain that? Because that is very true. Independent artists need all the help they can get.
Yeah, absolutely. So a public relations person is a person that brings awareness to your project. So say, let's say you have video. You would send that public relations person your video, and it's their job to see if they can get it placed on TV. getting placed in blog publications, get you write-ups on magazine, radio interviews like we're doing right now.
Right.
That's their job. A manager's job is to help an artist, A, develop their brand and career, and help them make money.
Right.
Because they get a 20% percentage of what the artist makes. So I think that's the very, very thin line that a lot of independent artists don't really understand. So they run around and say, I need a manager, I need a manager.
Right, that's
well,
very true.
You need a manager when you can't handle the calls that are coming in.
Right, that's and it's two different jobs. I mean, you are 100% right. I work with a lot of different artists myself. And now, do you only do PR for music or do you do PR for everything?
I do PR for everything. I'm looking to start getting more businesses because I have a lot of different crazy ideas. And the thing is with independent artists is a lot of them don't have the budget to be able to garner the success that they want.
Right.
See, they want to – I want to make this analogy. A lot of independent artists will come to you with a happy hour budget but are expected to drink Cristal.
That is so true. You got to spend money to make money, and that's very true, especially in the music world. With anything, actually. Like, I mean, you got to do marketing, and I mean, pretty much that's what a PR person is. Like, you are the marketer out there selling that, whatever it may be, product, person, whatever it is that you're pushing, you know?
Yeah.
And you got it. Yeah, right. You've got to pick the avenues which are, you know, going to spend the dollars the most effective way.
Yeah, and then also you got to remember that we're in a time, we're in a digital age right now.
Yes.
A lot of people don't really understand that sometimes you can get an Instagram page to post your video clip or post about your business, and you'll get so much more traffic than if you was to put a billboard up in the city that you live in.
Right. Now, you know what? Very interesting person I have in the studio with me today, which is exactly about that. And actually, you may want to talk to him because he is all over the place, all over the country. But Peter, why don't you tell him a little bit about what you do? This is like the latest new technology that's being used.
Well, my name's Peter Crampton, and I'm with a company called Be Local Pro. And what we do is proximity marketing. And so I've teamed up with BBC Coupon Book because we're just a good fit. And what we do is, so many people today are looking at their phone. You know, you could be across the table from them and you think they're going to text you something and talk to you. And so what our technology does is actually through a beacon that you carry in your pocket or put in your car or place in a smart location, it sends out your message through Bluetooth technology to people's phones that have their Bluetooth enabled and their location enabled, which most people do because they use Google Maps for driving. So it sends a message to your notifications and you open it up and you can have it play a video on your ad. You can just have a coupon on your ad, and it has call to action buttons. So do you want them to go to the website? Do you want them to find out about, in your case, a venue coming up? Whatever you want, but it's so many people today, again, have their face in their phone, which is where we market to. So it's a very affordable, very effective way of getting your message into people's hands.
So true.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. That's really, really state of the art direct to consumer marketing.
Yes, it is.
So many ways.
Yeah, it would be very good for a PR person to link up with Peter. Because really, it's a new way that you can push whatever product or person that you're working with. Like I said, you can play a video. Like, you can take the YouTube video of your person with their album or whatever and put a link and play the video that goes directly. It goes to the phone just like a notification does. So, you know, when you get a notification on the top, it'll say notification from Be Local Pro, and the person clicks on it, takes them to the app, and then they see the, well, it pops right up. So it's pretty awesome.
it sounds really, 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 really amazing.
And like really, right really now, it is extremely affordable because it's basically the ground floor. This thing is going to grow and it is going to get huge. I mean, I can see it.
Well, you know what the amazing thing is? I used to own gyms, and my last gym I built was in the parking, was shared a parking lot with a Hy-Vee grocery store. And there's thousands of people going out of the store every day, and I wanted to target those people. Well, I could either flyer their car or, you know, but there was a device out back then. It was about 5 years ago, and it sent a message through the internet to your phone through Wi-Fi. But it was like $5,000 to buy this contraption and about $500 a month. And it, even though it was that expensive, I almost pulled the trigger on it. But now, like with everything else, technology has brought prices down. You know, I mean, this is as low as $49 a month. And you can, it sends out messages 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days to everybody that's within 100 yards of you. With right now, it's with Android smartphones. iPhone's coming back in the market third or fourth quarter because it's built on a Google platform. So iPhone didn't want anything to do with Google platform, so they're building their own platform. And our technology already has iPhone technology built into it. So as soon as they come back on, we're hitting every iPhone too.
Yeah, it's really neat. It's basically door hanging. 2018 door hanging. That's how I describe it to people. And we have Carl Zimmerman on the line. How you doing, Carl?
Pretty good, Brian. How are you?
Good. We have a thing here where the latest in technology where imagine, like, you know, politicians do direct mail pieces, right?
Correct.
And it's expensive.
Very.
Right. But it name recognition is important. I think you can win personally myself with no TV, just signs. I believe that. That if you just put all your money into signs, got name recognition, you would win more than if you put it into TV.
Well, I'll tell you, in a race like school board, it differs from my legislative race because school board, there's not enough money really generated in the race to reach everybody countywide. So name recognition often does just carry it. But really, you still have to deliver a message. I mean, people need to know why you're running and, you know, a little bit about who you are. You can't fit that on the sign.
Right, that's a good point, too.
Yeah.
But would you like to hear a little bit about this beacon technology?
Sure.
Okay, tell him about it.
Sure.
It's something you would be interested in.
And you nailed it. You know, I mean, there's only so much stuff you can put on a sign. Where, again, with our technology, you can create if you have a YouTube video, you can copy and paste it right into our technology. So it will send a video to somebody's phone, so they would get a notification, you know, whatever your that call to action is, you know, like check out the latest political race or whatever it is. As soon as they click on that, your video would pop up, and then there could be a call to action: go to my website or find out where to vote at, whatever you want to do on that polling.
How long can that video be?
You know, the key is you want it to be 30 seconds or less. If it's too long, people won't watch it, you know,
right.
and it takes longer to load. You know, if it's a short video, again, what you're trying to do is get them to take the next call to action. So if you can grab their attention in a short period and hit a hot topic, then you can get them to go to your website, go to, you know, wherever you want them to go to. You create on the back end portion of this system, it's your baby. You can have it do whatever you want. You can create three call to actions: one call me, one email me, one go to my website, whatever you want. But
have you ever got a notification on your phone call?
Actually, I did. I just got one from Jeff Green, who's running for governor.
Right. Have you ever wondered like how that works? Like who does it? It's us.
I of course I did. I'm a candidate. I wonder how those things work all the time. Whenever I see somebody else doing something.
Well,
I got a question.
Go ahead.
I got a question. So when this blast is sent out, and by the way, shout out to Matt from you know, Go Globe Music for setting this up and putting me on the show. I really appreciate that, brother. But when your blast is sent out, how many people are actually looking at the message that you sent, and how many people is the message being sent to?
Well, I'll give you an example. Let's say I'm gonna use our team around here, the Tampa Bay Bucks football game, and there's 30,000 people in the stadium, and I've got a beacon in my pocket, and there's 30, everybody within 100 yards, now up to 100 yards, it's most effective up to 80 yards. everybody that's within my range of my beacon that has an Android phone at this time has an opportunity to see that message. Now, I'll tell you, I don't know if you've ever pulled into like a shopping center and all of a sudden you're getting a coupon for a store that's in that shopping center. Macy's has been using this technology for years. Target, Home Depot, every big player has had this technology and you're getting coupons from them and didn't understand why. Well, they've had this for a long time, but now the technology has come to where the everybody can afford it, you know. So it's and we like to relate it to if I went fishing and I had one pole in the water and you had five poles in the water, more likely you're going to catch something. So right. It's not the end all be all. I would never say that. You know, I'm a big fan of what Brian does with the BBC coupon book. You know, I believe in when I have my business, I'm going to touch people where I can at the most affordable and the most effective way I can. And that's why Brian's coupon book is awesome. That's why we're blowing up with our Beacon technology.
Any questions? You have any questions?
I'm a little bit late walking in here, so I just caught the end of it. But my first question to Tammy was, does it work on iPhones? And she said 4 months. So I definitely will be jumping on board as soon as it is iPhone accessible. So okay. That would definitely be beneficial to my business as well. And I think it's a great idea. So as soon as it is iPhone accessible, I know myself as well as a bunch of other business owners will be jumping on board as well.
I appreciate that. And I've met with a lot of businesses and they say, oh, it doesn't go to iPhone. Well, it's $49 a month. And so I'm only reaching half the people in the world, you know.
Right.
And it will reach an iPhone if they have our app, and that's something else. We also have an app. It's a community app, so anybody that has our community app not only has a chance of getting it within 100 yards, but also we can set up geofences. So if they drive inside a one-mile geofence, you can send a push notification to them. That message will go to them inside that one-mile radius. So that's another reason we're...
Hey, Carl, what do you think of all this?
I think it's amazing, not as much for a political race, but for a business, especially this geo reference, that if somebody's looking for doors for their bathroom and they get within a certain area, it directs them to a place that's got the product they're looking for. I think that's tremendous.
Why not politicians, though? I think it would be great for
I don't know who it was that mentioned about the iPhone, but, you know, I find the same thing. And, you know, of course, my race is either over August 28th or November 6th. I'm not sure which one yet.
But if you can hit 54% of the phones, just think, and I'm not saying that 54% have their location on.
And that's absolutely outstanding.
Still, for $59, yeah. Think of how much money you spent on your campaign.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I'm using emails right now. And
that's the best way to go, too. That's good.
Yeah, that's an extremely affordable way.
Yeah. But we're not talking big money here, right? So
exactly. No, not at all. And so, what kind of a commitment are you talking about?
For someone like you, we would just do it if it was in your best interest.
Right.
But we asked for a six-month commitment to answer your question. But, like, we wouldn't want someone to purchase something and then it's not in their best interest.
Well, and the other thing is, too, even if somebody had it for 6 months and you used it for 2 months for the political race and then after that you wanted to change it to something.
You could donate it to one of your business owners that you know.
Yeah.
Do you do...
And this is all done through the FCC, by the way. Everything is regulated by the FCC.
Mm-hmm.
So each beacon has to be programmed to the FCC because you're putting stuff off over the airwaves.
I do have a brief question. Do you do any sort of trial run?
No.
Yeah, we have, actually. Yeah.
Well, maybe, but yeah.
Yeah, they were talking about it... that they Googled how many people have their locations on 54%. So we tried it with Boost. So I pulled up to Boost, and right there it came right on my phone.
Okay.
And it was a video.
Because I know a lot of, I get emails every day as an attorney with different advertisers. You want, you know, more leads, this, that, and the other. And they'll be like, you know, we'll give you a 2-week trial, you know, before we ask for a commitment. So I just didn't know what this.
When you're an attorney, like, which one are you?
What do you mean?
Are you an attorney?
Yes, sir.
Right. Okay. So then, where do you specialize in as an attorney?
Criminal defense, family, personal injury, and real estate are my main focus areas. Wow, they all interlapped in one way or another.
So if there's a recount call, we got her for you. Because, you know, that's where the attorneys come in on the recount.
Well, and the other cool thing is, too, this has a back office to where you can schedule it out. So if you want this ad to run from 8 in the morning till noon, you can put that in the scheduler, and then you want to run another ad from noon until 4, you can run that. And you can set it up for them.
And you can also, it tracks how many people call you, too, I thought was neat. There's a tracking thing, like, so if you want to know, to answer your question, it's analytics. And I just learned all this, by the way, so I'm talking to you.
How do you work, like, the geographic area? I mean, does this, like, hit all of Pinellas County, or what's the area that it covers, and how many?
Well, the beacon is portable, so the beacon there's two sides of it. You mentioned the geofencing and the beacon. The beacon is, it's the size of an ice cube that I carry one in my pocket. So it's the size of an ice cube. You can put it in my pocket. I have companies that put them in their trucks, so wherever their truck goes, it's sent, like service industry. They're pulling up to a house, working on a house. Now all the houses within 100 yards are that have the technology, the smartphone, Android, and are getting that message. So that one would follow you wherever you go, or whoever you've given it to have, or if you parked your car in a busy shopping center, as long as it's in your car. You can't go hide it someplace. It has to be on your person or in your personal, like your car. But then there's the geofence. The geofence is a 1 mile radius. So you give me a physical address. It could be a physical address in Hong Kong. I can put a 1 mile geofence in that area to with anybody that has our app. Now, that the geofence only works with the app on their phone, then they would get that. So the beacon technology is within 100 yards of that beacon, and the geofence is anybody with our app that goes into that 1 mile radius.
Yeah, you know what? I know you're a great guy, Carl. I'm going to tell you why. I'm just going to tell you why I know. You were getting on to, you know, push what you want to sell the people on who you are.
Right.
But you had the courtesy to allow us to talk about this beacon new technology.
I'm your guest right now.
Yeah, but I'm just saying to you, though, you know what I'm saying. You participated. Just tell me something about your character.
Oh, thank you.
And you have a question for him? He's wondering, can you help us? Oh, you have a question.
I do have another question. You said that you're allowed one beacon to carry on you, so you can't, you know, lay it somewhere or whatever. For businesses, for example, I have a friend who owns an AC company, and he has about 10 guys working for him, and obviously they travel, you know, all over the Tampa Bay area. Would each of the employees be able to get one, or is it just one per company?
No, I have companies like...
We just signed up and air condition, and what they're going to do is they're going to put it in their truck. So that this way, when they do a job, everybody within 100 yards of that job is going to... It's like door hanging.
That's great.
Right. What happens is you used to door hang saying, hey, we're doing a job here. So since we're in the area, if you hire us now, we don't got to pay for gas, time, and we can do a better job for you. It says that on the door hanger. Now you just door hang and say, hey, we're at... You know, maybe you don't say the street address. I don't know if that's...
We're in your neighborhood.
We're in your neighborhood right now doing a job. And if you have interest... Push this, they can call or just walk over here.
And I guess...
Does that answer?
No, it definitely...
It would be great for an air conditioning company.
Well, it definitely answers my question.
One job would pay for it.
I guess to expand on that, as an attorney, you know, a lot of people show up. It'd kind of be like an Uber sort of thing, but this would be a better concept. A lot of people show up to court... without an attorney, they don't know any attorneys. If I have it on me in the courthouse,
right,
would it show up? And could they, if I'm in court, call me, or would it allow them to?
You can do a text message to your phone. You can go to a website. You can call you, but you could do a geofence around the courthouse.
No, you wouldn't do a geofence. No,
why not?
Because not everybody would have the app. that you would want to do the beacon where it goes to 54% of the phone.
Okay.
Because a very small percentage of the people would have the app.
Another thing, if you have a relationship with a bell... Yeah, if you had a relationship with a bell bondsman, you could say, hey, I bring a lot of business. Can I leave this beacon in your bell bondsman office? As long as they're... You can't... what I was trying to say is you can't hide it. There was a company out there that was telling people, go hide it places, and it's again... That's why these are all... We know everybody has one of these, so they can't put something bad.
Yeah, it's all regulated with the FCC.
Yeah, we're above board.
But the answer to your question is yes, you can do that.
Because I know a lot of people, they might not know somebody, but they get anxiety as they're about to approach by themselves, and it's like, oh, crap. You know, and if something popped up on their phone, and they were like, oh, I can hire this person right here. You know, if I was in another courtroom, hey, I'm in this courtroom. So it's like, hey, I just ran to the courtroom, got cash. Okay, I'm up there. You know, and I think that would be beneficial, you know, just from my standpoint. But it applies to a lot of other businesses as well.
And you got to remember, why does everybody recognize Coca-Cola? I mean, because their logo's seen everywhere. It's Absolutely. About branding, you know. Right. So if it isn't at that time, guess what? If somebody gets in a jam later on and they open up the whatever book or go on the internet, why is your name recognizable to them? Because I've seen that. When Tammy and I were talking, she goes, Pete, I was in St. Pete, or was it St. Pete Beach?
Yeah, I was actually meeting her.
And you said, hey, I got this notification from, and she goes, this is cool, you know. I mean, that's what really sold her, you know. Again, you know, I don't want to, I hate when any advertising company says this is the end all be all. Brian and I are two different forms of advertising, but I believe in what he does. He believes in what I do. You've got to find what works.
Right.
And everything isn't 100%. I would never cancel one thing to do another.
Okay.
Do you think there's going to be... now, is this regulated? I know you said it's regulated by the FCC, but are they going to allow a greater area than 100 yards at some point? Or is it? Do you think it's going to always be 100 yards?
You know, that I really don't know on that one, but I know what some companies are planning on doing is doing more than one geofence. So you're not limited to one geofence.
Right.
So
see, the way I see this working politically is when we're out knocking on doors in neighborhoods.
Right.
We have to make a decision. Do we drop lit or do we knock on the door? Knocking on the door is, of course, more engaging, but it's very slow, and we may be out there for 3 or 4 hours and actually speak to 8 or 10 people, where if we're dropping lit, we could drop 300 or 400 pieces of lit in that amount of time. And if we had this, we could have notifications saying, I'm in your neighborhood.
Right.
I'm dropping literature at doors. If you'd like to talk to me, come on out now.
Right.
Right, exactly. And the geofence isn't, once you set a geofence, it's not there permanently. It's as long as you want it to be there. So if you're in this neighborhood today and this other neighborhood the following day, move your geofence. It's just on the back office, there's a thing for a geofence. You just got to put a physical address in there. It's just that's how it's recognized, by a physical address.
All right. So anyhow, Wayday, what a name that is,
We have
huh?
Wayday.
Wayday. How'd you come up with that name? Huh?
Wayday, man, that's just a twist off of saying Wade.
I love it. It looks like it says Wade, but you're Wayday. Sounds Wayday, French. Yeah. The way you say it, it sounds French.
It does.
Right?
Wayday.
I love it. Yeah. So anyhow, we're going to do a song. Can you tell us, we're going to play a song for you? Carl, can you just, I know you've given us a lot of your time, Carl.
Yeah, actually, I got to get going.
Okay, all right. So then tell us a little bit about yourself, Carl, for a couple minutes, like what you're trying to do.
I've been a teacher at one school, amazingly, for 33 years, Countryside High School. I just retired in January. I also served in the Florida House of Representatives. I was elected in 2012, and I was on education committee. And I'm running for school board now because the climate in the schools is so terrible. I mean, people I worked with, teachers all over the county, and it's not just Pinellas County, it's across the state. They have lost it. They want out because we're no longer making schools a place that even students want to be.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we need to tackle right away, is we need to make it a place that students want to show up to, that they're excited about, that they're engaged, you know, in things like vocational-type programs, you know, whether it's TV production, what I taught, or whether it's auto shop, or whether it's bioengineering. But we need to engage our students more, and that's what I want to do. I want to work on creating a better climate by creating better programs and training the teachers on how to be more business-like rather than simply line them up in rows and lecture.
Wow. That's a good calling. You know, that sounds like you have a calling to help, because the children are our future.
Well,
you know, you can teach a man to fish,
life,
he eats a day, right?
For most of my life. I was in advertising in New York for the first 10 years.
Yeah, so you got a real good feel for what we're doing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right, so that's why you were able to participate so well.
Right.
And let's say your name, Carl Zimmerman.
Right. And I actually go by Carl Z. Zimmerman, which I personally don't even like.
Yeah, I was about to say, what a last name to have after.
Exactly. With a long name like Zimmerman, I had to make it short.
Well,
and my students always called me Z. So I became Z or Carl Z, and then Zimmerman's there just so that people know I'm on the ballot as Carl Z. Zimmerman.
Not related to the Zimmerman in Orlando, correct?
Oh, thank God you brought that up, because, you know, I get that all the time. People say, you know, especially anybody who's ethnic, you know, will look at me and they'll give me that look.
Right.
And I'll say, I have no relationship to George Zimmerman.
Right.
And then they're relieved and they say, okay, then, you know.
Well, I have a friend who owns a T-shirt company, so maybe I'll have a T-shirt made for you that said, I'm not related.
Right, I'm not George.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want us to get with you later on about this beacon, or do you have interest?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so I'll get in touch with Mike.
Yes,
I do with Mike. He's the president of the Teachers Union.
Yes.
Right, and he's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, and he'll put you in touch with me.
Okay. So that's
Or
about
you could just, you know, I have a website, carlzimmerman.com.
There you go.
Might as well plug it, right?
That's it, carlzimmerman.com.
Yeah, carlzimmerman.com, and Zimmerman has two N's at the end.
Is it K or C?
C. Thank you for asking that.
Okay.
Very good. We got a lawyer in the house.
Writing it down.
That's right.
All right, so thanks for being on the show, Carl.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
God bless you, too, Carl.
God bless you, too. Bye now.
Bye. So we got Way Day, and then is Danny Wade on the line?
Wade.
Turin.
Huh?
Turin.
Is Danny still there?
No, Danny just dropped off.
Wow, is it not weird? Okay. Let's do Wade and then call Danny back. Okay, Wade.
How you doing?
I got to read this. It says, on phone, has song to play. Shout out to Matt Go Glow. And then, what does that say?
Go Glow Music. Shout out to Matt for Go Glow Music.
Okay, let's play that song. All right. And tell us a little bit how you came up with the song, and give us a little history and, like, what we should listen for.
The song, man, it came up of me and my cousin, man, just my niece. We just going through times, trials and tribulations with life, and you know, it's not about where you at, it's where you're going. Like, you know, it's just to inform people, like, let people know, like, never give up. It's not the end of the world. Like, just keep going. Like, you're going to go through stuff, and, you know, you just got to keep pushing through life. And
that's right.
It ain't about where you at, it's where you're going.
It's the journey. You know, like, on a tombstone, do you know what the most important thing on a tombstone is?
How you live life?
No, like, they have the date, the birth date. And then they have They have the birthday. And then they have
when
the day you die. But then there's a dash.
Yeah, the day you die.
Then there's a dash, though, in between that. And what the dash represents is the journey.
I like that.
Right.
Never heard of it. Put that away.
Anyhow, right. So what we're going to go, White Day. I know I'm pronouncing your name wrong, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Don't be insulted. I do that to everybody.
Let's
play this song. It's about not giving up. Never quit before the miracle happens.
Right.
It ain't about where you at. It's where you're going. When shit get rough, gotta dust yourself off and keep going. It ain't about where you at. It's where you're going. When shit get rough, gotta gotta dust yourself off and keep going.
As I take a glance down, New Balance on my feet, level 4 yard in the penitentiary. Like, it ain't where you at, it's where you going. In neutral, it's all gas, and I'm going. Sitting on my bunk, silly stuff, stupid. Thinking to myself, why the fuck did I lose it? Leave the past in the past. Prepare for the future by living in the present. You in the presence of the truth. It ain't no question. I prevail through the oppression. No need for depression. Sitting in the cell stressing. Live like a soldier. Matched with aggression. Boulder on my shoulder. Grad it. Kept stepping. What don't kill you make you stronger. Knucklehead learn his lesson. Pursue anything profitable. Ain't beneficial. Ain't logical.
It ain't about where you at. It's where you going. When shit get rough, gotta dust yourself off and keep going. It ain't about where you at, it's where you going. When shit get rough, gotta dust yourself off and keep going.
April 5th, 2016 was a blessing to me. They let my little bro out the penitentiary. Presented me with Live Umbrella. From day one, I was with it. On April 18th, we started a business. Making moves to put us in position. Then went through rough times, but I'm still here living. Being gone, all I had was phone calls and letters. Praying to myself I can keep it together. My kids missing me growing up with one parent. The road that was traveled had to make a deterrent. Now it's brighter days and better ways. All I know is stay current. I refuse to be the devil's servant. It's a full-time job trying to do right. That's why I'm up early in the morning to the moonlight. It's a grind, it's a hustle, but I'm used to it. It wasn't nothing given, I just had to go do it.
It ain't about where you at, it's where you going. When shit get rough, gotta dust yourself off and keep going. It ain't about where you at, it's where you going. When shit get rough, gotta dust yourself off and keep going.
That might be one of the nicest songs I think we've ever played on this show.
I like that
song.
That
was awesome.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Everybody,
thank you.
Check us out on YouTube. We're live right now. Matt just told me what everybody's wearing.
Yeah, because we have a camera.
Yes, mine.
I'm in a wife beater. I have a skirt on.
Good stuff there, Wayne Day.
Hey. I appreciate it. Gotta say shout out to my brother Ice and my niece Big E. I appreciate y'all for being on that song with me.
You're okay, and you got talent, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, have a good day.
The woman's voice was beautiful in the beginning of it. She's got a lot of talent as well as you. So congrats.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Okay, so then we're gonna go to Danny. Is he there?
Not yet. I need the phone number.
Okay. And then let's do something. Oh,
well,
man.
We have someone else on the line. Claudette
on the line?
I actually just lefty right at the moment.
How many lines do we got going?
We got one lefty on.
Okay.
Oh, now we don't have anybody.
Okay, so we lost them. Well, you want to call Claudette back? Who's Claudette?
Once I get this number from Tammy, I will dial it right up.
Yeah, so we have all these electric things going on, so we're trying to push like Carl Zimmerman. I'm friends with the guy, Mike, from the president of the Teachers Union. You know, there's a lot of things going on in that stuff. Like, they now have one-year contracts. Mm. It's like crazy. Yeah. Like, they're really like the industry. I mean, the unions are just being destroyed. It's just amazing. So now you get a one-year contract. How do you live, like, knowing you have a one-year deal? Imagine if I said to you...
For teachers?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, he nailed it on the head. I remember when I was a kid, if I got in trouble at school and I got a spanking from the teacher and I went home and told my mom I was bad and got a spanking, I'd get another spanking. You know, the teachers don't have any power anymore, you know. And God bless the ones that are teaching and want to help our children out. But they deserve everything they've got, you know, that they get more. So.
Yeah. And then what type of attorney are you? Like, would you say more aggressive or laid back? Would you say that you go for the jugular, or are you like just what time? Like, you know, some attorneys are real aggressive and gaunt. And then some use a back.
She's a fighter. I'm pretty aggressive. I practiced all over the state. Just last week, I was in Daytona. I was in Lee County, Daytona. I have another case up at the Panhandle. Each county's different. Each judge is different. For some reason, female judges are a lot harsher on female attorneys. I'm not sure why, considering they were all in our position at one point. But they tend to be more harsh on us. And each county has different consequences for laws. So it's just about becoming familiar with each specific judge in each county. Sometimes you have to bring out your Southern Belle twang and good morning, Your Honor. And other times, you can address the court in more casual conversation. May it please the court. Yes, Your Honor, we're here on a motion to reduce bond, and talk to them, you know, as you're having a conversation. And there's others that are, you know, completely strict. Different consequences as we're, experiencing right now with the Standard Ground shooting that occurred.
Whatever happened with that?
It has been, last time I checked, it has been handed to the state attorney's office. What happens in murder cases is it's not like any petty theft or marijuana charge or anything like that, domestic violence dispute. Cops are called. They typically don't, come to your house and arrest somebody. When it's something disputable like this, anything for murder, it has to be indicted by a grand jury. And in the beginning, it didn't look like that was going to happen. The sheriff, it was in his opinion that this was not an arrestable offense, and there was no basis for them to arrest them. After doing much investigation, for instance, in the George Zimmerman case, or I believe it was Casey Anthony, one of the two, it took them about 5 months to gather all the evidence and actually indict him and arrest him. So he has not been arrested yet, but they have the evidence, and they're going to go in front of a grand jury of 12 people, present what they have, and those 12 people will decide whether or not to arrest him. Wow. So so that's kind of different. But if it were, one of my mentors and friends, attorney Brian Camarino, he was on 94.1 talking about it. And he said, you know, if this was Hillsboro would have arrested him. So even just being across the bridge.
From county to county,
it's completely different.
Wow.
So
who do we got on the line?
We have Danny now.
Hi. Danny.
Hi, Danny.
¿Qué pasa?
So anyhow, Danny, I got sick last night. And then I was told that's the side effect of starting this stuff.
What'd you start?
These pills to lower my blood pressure, and just in a couple of days, my blood pressure is going down about 40 points.
Oh, wow. What are you taking?
Wow.
Because I have to take, I just got put on high blood pressure meds.
Yeah, it's Shacklin.
Shacklin, okay.
Yeah, talk to her about it, Danny, because she...
Well, my son just got off high blood pressure, just going on the Shacklin product. It's shakes and vitamins.
Okay. And mine is with blood, too, actually. Blood, sugar, I'm saying.
I was about to say, a shake?
Yeah, no, it helps the sugar and your blood pressure.
Okay. And where do you get this?
You get it through me, I guess. Or you get it through Brian, or you can get it through Tammy, even.
Okay.
So, if you go to globalwalk.cc, that's globalwalk.cc. That's my website.
Okay.
And you'll see something that says Shacklin.
Okay.
On it, and just push the button. It'll give you all the information that you need. The other thing is you can always reach me at 571 422-0963.
Okay.
I was using it for myself with diabetes, and I don't have to take insulin anymore. And, man, it's just a... I gave it a kid. So anyway, it worked. It's tried. I'm always interested to hear how it's working for you, Brian, and for Tammy. Because yeah, I know you guys just started.
Yeah, so I'm in the beginning, but it's already going down 40 points by sugar level.
Brian has already gone 40 points on his blood hyperpressure.
And I have watched the way I eat,
too. You're going to see miracles. You're going to see miracles, Brian.
Yeah.
So
You know we're praying for you, right?
Yeah, thank you.
Is it a...
It's a shake.
Okay. Is it just one a day, or is it one per meal?
Well, it's the shake you take once a day. You can take it once a day. You can take it twice a day. And you can mix it with non-fat milk, or you can mix it with water.
Okay.
And you just take that in. And the other thing is that you can... take the vitamins. They have vitamins that are in capsules, you know, like containers, and there's also a strip. It is about 6 vitamins or so that you take a day, and it all depends on what your need is. You know, like if you need other vitamins like vitamin D or alfalfa. In other words, when you see there is on my website, you'll see my number and you call me. Or you've got my number now, and I'll be able to kind of coach you through this, just like I did with Brian. And we have a coach, in fact, that works with us. She's been doing this for 23 years. Her name is Becky, and she had depression and so many other things that it just disappeared when she went on the Shaklee product. She's been doing it now for 23 years and helping people all over the world.
Wow.
So I don't know. You know what? I'm at the base right now, at the Air Force Base at Patrick, and I just finished closing a deal with Patrick Air Force Base and veterans.
Oh, wow.
Shaklee has been in the business for 60 years.
Yeah, they've been around a long time.
And they're worldwide.
I was saying how you met with the owner. I was telling that to, I think it was you. Was I telling that to? Did you meet with the owner of Shaklee?
Yeah.
Danny?
Yes, Roger Barnett. Roger is a very humble but very wealthy young man, and
yeah,
he is amazing.
I want to do this real quick before I forget, though, Danny. Lee, I hope I'm pronouncing this, Luna. She'll be performing.
Leah, Tammy said.
Huh?
Leah Luna, Tammy said.
Okay, Leah Luna.
Leah
will
Luna.
Be performing at the Moonrise Festival on August 11th and 12th in Baltimore, Maryland. So, Lee, how do you say her last name?
Leah Luna.
Leah Luna,
like Luna, the moon.
It's a big festival down there. It is a big deal. And she'll be performing at the Moonrise Festival on August 11th and 12th.
Wow. That's going to be fun. You're going to have music.
I know you're into the music part of it, so you get that deal. These festivals and music events you put on yourself, Danny.
Well, we're going to do one here at Patrick, and it looks like maybe for November the 10th, which happens to be the Marine Corps birthday. And we do this... big concert with some big names, and I'm going to start doing concerts again. I mean, you know, I used to do the Beach Boys and Rod Stewart and a whole bunch of other people,
Stevie Wonder.
So I just want to get back into the music scene, and we're picking locations to do all these concerts. We're calling them like Shaklee concerts because it's about health and wellness. I want to see everybody healthy again. I want to see people, and by the way, this helps you to lose weight, too. I've lost, I don't know, I went from 215 to 195, and I got an 84-year-old man who went from, he lost 25 pounds in about 2 months. He doesn't even look like the same person. And his wife lost 11. This Shaklee, I don't know, I'm so glad. I mean, I'm 73, but I feel great. And you know, Brian, I've told you I've walked around the world already, more than 6 continents. But if I would have had Shaklee then, man, I would have been flying. I was walking 50 miles a day at that time. And now, I mean, I know I can do
more.
I just feel great. You know, it has that wellness feeling that you feel feel really good because you have the energy and the vitality and your mind feels healthy and it's positive. I'm so happy. I gotta bottle this.
Does it come with some sort of recommended diet plan along with it?
I mean, basically, like all diet plans, they want you to exercise.
Okay.
And they want you to eat properly.
All right.
And that means that I eat vegetables, and I'm on a high protein, low carb diet.
Okay.
I can only eat 15 carbs a day.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow.
I'm losing weight just by talking to you.
Hi, Danny.
Maybe I should talk more.
It is. How are you?
Oh, Tammy, I miss you.
I know. We've been playing phone tag.
Yeah, that's me, haven't we?
Yes.
I really need to talk with you. I've got some special stuff for you.
You're so awesome. Actually, Danny ordered me himself the Shaklee products so that I could start them. He's an awesome person. And I just started them.
Shaklee's an awesome product. I know you mentioned 60 years, and I've belonged to some networking groups, and there's a gentleman there that talks about the Shaklee, and there's so many things out there these days that you don't know what you're getting, but I know Shaklee is all about purity and quality products. So
yeah, I've never heard of it. It's my first time.
I haven't either, but
I'm old. That's why I've heard about it for a long time.
Well, this is true, and she's been calling Danny now. I met a lady at one of my networking groups who had the tag on that said Shaklee. I was like, oh my gosh, I have some in my car. I just picked it up. She's like, oh my gosh. And then she wanted to know, like, who I talked to and, you know, how did I get it? So I was telling her about Danny, and she's like, you are like the fourth person that has told me about this Danny. I need to talk to him.
What a dead alive.
Yes. So,
hey, Tammy, I want you to be a distributor, and I'm going to help you to do that. I want you, because you meet a lot of people, and you know a lot of people, and you get that personality, and I want you to be and you understand about wellness.
Yes.
Well, you know, you've been through it. Guys like you and Brian, you guys are phenomenal.
Well, thank
you. Know,
you.
I mean,
you are.
I love you guys. I just love you. I want to help your radio station. And you know what? We're going to have our own TV station, too. Watch.
Awesome.
Well, count me as her first client.
Yes, Danny is an awesome person. Danny, we only have about a minute left. I just tell us how we can get in touch with you and get great Shaklee products.
Well, you can call me at 571-422-0963. That's my cell number. I always have it with me. I sleep with it. So you can call me at that number.
Thank you, Danny. And then we also have Peter Crampton in the house. Go check out and download the Be Local Pro app. It's a little bee. You can't miss it. It's awesome. Has awesome savings. And then we also have Lisa, the lawyer lady in the house. Thank you, Tampa Bay, and you have a great day.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.